Well, hi. My name's Bob Munch, and the first book I ever wrote was called The Mud Puddle. If you want to join in on anything I'm doing in the story, you can do that. You don't have to keep quiet. So you can make noise if you want to make noise. One day, Jewel Ann's mother gave her clean new clothes, so she put on a clean new shirt, and she buttoned it up the front, and clean new pants, and she buttoned them up the front, and she walked out into her backyard. She sat down underneath an apple tree. Hiding up in the apple tree, there was a mud puddle. The mud puddle looked out of the apple tree. It saw Jewel Ann sitting right down there, and it jumped right on her head. Wow! She got completely all over muddy. Even her ear was full of mud. So she runs back inside. She says, Mommy, 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 a mud puddle jumped on me. And the mother went, oh, no. Picked her up, took off all her clothes, threw her in a tub. Then she washed her all over. She washed out her ear. She washed out her eye. And she even washed out her mouth. When she was all clean, help me do this. She put on a clean new shirt, buttoned it up the front. Clean new pants, buttoned them up the front. And then she looked out the back door. Couldn't see a thing. So she walked out back, sits down in her sandbox. The sandbox is next to the house. Hiding on top of the house, there is a and the mud puddle looked over the side of the house. It saw Jewel Ann sitting right down there, and it jumps right on her head. She gets completely all over muddy again. She runs back inside. She says, Mommy, 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 a mud puddle jumped on me. And the mother went, no. Picked her up, took off all her clothes, threw her in a tub, washed her all over. Washed out her ear. Washed out her eye. Washed out her mouth. She even washed out her nose. When she was all clean, she put on a clean new shirt, buttoned it up the front. Clean new pants, buttoned them up the front. Then she got an idea. She went to the cupboard, reached way in the back, and got a great big yellow raincoat. She stuck it on, buttoned it up the front, and she reached way in the back, got a big yellow rain hat. Everybody get one. Stick it on your head. And she walks out back. When she got out there, there was no mud puddle. She couldn't see it anyplace. So she called it. She said, nothing happened. So she called it again. Help me call it. She said, and still nothing happened. She was standing there in the sunshine in her raincoat. She was getting very hot. So she decided to take off her rain hat. Do you think that was a good idea?
No.
She took it off. Nothing happened. She decided to take off her raincoat. Do you think that was a good idea?
No.
She took it off, and as soon as she took it off, out from behind the doghouse, there looked the mud puddle. It came right across the grass, jumped right on her. She got completely all over muddy. She runs back inside. She says, Mommy, 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 a mud puddle jumped on me. The mother goes, oh, no. Throws her in the tub, takes off all her clothes, washes her all over. watches out her ear. That's her eye. That's her mouth. That's her nose. And she even does her belly button. When she was all clean, she put on a clean new shirt, buttoned it up the front. Clean new pants, buttoned them up the front. Then she sat on the back steps because she was afraid to go outside. But then she got an idea. She reached down underneath the sink and she got a bar of smelly yellow soap. Give it a smell. Bah! Stuck it in her pocket. Got another bar of smelly yellow soap. Bah! Stuck it in her pocket. She walks out back. And the mud puddle isn't there, so she calls it. She says, "Hey, mud puddle!" And the mud puddle jumps from behind a fence, comes across the grass right at her. It's going to jump right on her. She reaches in her pocket. What was in her pocket?
Soap.
She takes the soap. She throws it in the mud puddle. And the mud puddle goes. She gets the other bar of soap. She throws it in the mud puddle. The mud puddle goes. And it runs across the grass, jumps over the fence, and never comes back. And that's how Julanne got rid of the mud puddle.